This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We got to hit the gas because we're all a couple of minutes late. Pardon our technical difficulties, but we're here. We're rolling. We thank Jeffrey Wright. We thank Brad Carson for getting us in the car and getting rolling. We are all here, and tonight is the night. So we will speed off on this trip into the Memphis sports landscape, and it's certainly going to include a stop in the Bay. Got a big one tonight with Memphis at Golden State, obviously playing. We've talked a lot about it already. Spent a great deal of time on yesterday's show previewing. I wonder if my partner's feelings about tonight have changed at all. I've got a feeling there, but we shall see. Grizzlies still 6.5-point underdogs. Last I looked, remember, tonight's winner is going to earn the 7 seed, get a chance to play the Rockets. Boy, wouldn't that be fun in a first-round series if you can somehow pull it off if you're the Memphis Grizzlies. Loser is going to host that Sacramento-Dallas winner a little bit later on this week. And so lots to do. Hopefully you don't have to worry about that. You get the win tonight. It's a lot there. Tiger basketball strikes again in the portal. We had the WNBA draft last night. New mock drafts are out, John, as we get closer and closer to the first round next Thursday. Very excited about that. Which quarterbacks obviously will be selected first round. And then, you know, maybe a hometown guy will go too. And Seth Hennigan.
Yeah, I saw. Did you get a chance to see his Gruden? I don't know what they call it, Gruden grinder thing.
Yeah, so Gruden likes his arm, huh? Something in terms of getting the ball downfield. Maybe thought he was a little bit underrated in that department. Is what I gather.
Yeah, I mean, when you get picked for that, you know, it's pretty telling. I don't know what the record is like on guys that do that, but I would guess like almost all of them end up getting drafted, right? Like that'd be my guess.
We shall see.
I should have looked that up before the show started, but I didn't. So we'll just have to make do. But yeah, that's going to be a storyline. Jason, thanks for having me on the show here today. I'm again doing it from home. I don't know if I got like norovirus or what, but you know we're still battling. So you know we'll see what the day brings. But we have a packed show today, man. Man, it's a busy show. We got Jessica Benson at 11:25. Anthony Sane's going to be with us today. You tell me.
12:40, yes, to preview tonight's game. They've also got a watch party going on that I'm sure he's going to tell us all about, give us the details on, but it's tonight. And we'll have him a little bit unscheduled here, a little spontaneous on a big Tuesday to preview a big game.
Awesome. And then we're going to have Jason Fitz, as usual, at 1:25. So a lot to get to on the show today, but we're going to do a little thing called Cap or No Cap, and Brad's going to help us.
Tonight, gentlemen, it's the Grizzlies as we try to get the 7. And we'll have the pregame all day today. The tip is at 9 o'clock, 8:30 pregame with G-Darb. right here, live from Golden State in the Chase Center in San Francisco. We'll start with the Grizzlies. The Grizz do the unthinkable tonight. We'll start with Jason. Cap or no cap, Jason? You think we're surprising folks?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's I said 6.5. Looks like it's up to 7.5 over at ESPN Bet, at least, to look the one I'm looking at. And, oh, by the way, we didn't mention this. Fabrey Carson going to return today.
Absolutely.
Around 1 o'clock.
We've done a lot of prep for it, obviously.
The segment that swept the nation last year, and as we get there, it's kind of the unofficial start of the playoffs or the play-in, so I'm looking forward to that at 1 o'clock. But that number's moved. It's up to 7.5. John may have already known that it was there. I did not. Obviously, I mean, we talked at length about it yesterday. I don't feel it necessary to make this big, long case of give you all a bunch of reasons why the Grizzlies can win tonight. What I would focus on is it's one game. It's not a 7-game series. Anything can happen. You can Steph, who's averaged over 30 points in play-in games, even though they haven't won one, Steph can have an off night. Now, I wouldn't bank on that. I'd be hoping more for a Draymond Green not hitting outside shots, them getting nothing inside, you being able, hopefully, to take advantage of this team in terms of on the boards with offensive rebounds, those kinds of, maybe be able to bang them inside a little bit, but listen, I'm not going to throw out or dismiss what we've seen of late. And particularly, I mean, again, with the big three on the floor, you've blown leads late. Now, a couple of these, we can go how they were back-to-back, whatever else. We've seen a common refrain where this team can't get stops, and particularly late, and those teams run off. And so that's a long answer. You can probably hear which way I'm going, but nah. Listen, I'm pulling for them. I hope it happens. I welcome a series with Houston. I really do. Over tanking or playing that other play-in game, draft pick, all that. I think a playoff series with Houston I can get up for, and yep. I can actually talk myself into that being competitive. You can beat them. They haven't done anything yet in the playoffs. So I'm all for that. I'm pulling for them tonight with everything I've got. It's going to be late, Brad. I think I'm going to need a siesta so I can make it to the end of this one. But I'm not going to sit up here and tell you Grizz are going to win. And the line is telling you. What we should expect tonight. So I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that it's how was it phrased? We'll do the unthinkable.
The unthinkable is
unfortunately, I feel like it's cap.
John, what say you, wrong, my friend?
Well, it's bad business to be on local sports radio and pick against the team, the home team. I understand that because there's no gain in it.
You can do it. Everybody will jump on with you today, and nobody will remember tomorrow.
Well,
when you do this, if you go ahead and nobody will remember. Oh, John was wrong. He really thought the Grizzlies were going to win. Nobody's going to do that to you. If you should elect to push that button, if you want to do
saying,
that,
but they will. If I say the Grizzlies lose and they win, I'll never hear the end of it.
The one thing I do like that you do, John, is these lines. The one cool thing about the lines is you can pick your team to win and still win the bet. So not to predict what Fade Brad's going to do
where Brad's going there.
But I thought that was a good angle on what you're putting out there. Do you feel that too, or do you think they're going to lose?
I think 7.5 starts to get interesting. It's a big number, obviously. But I have a hard time if you're telling me that Jimmy Butler's healthy, if you're telling me that, Steph even has the wrist injury or the thumb injury and he still went off for 36, I just don't know how the Grizzlies get consistent enough stops. Jaren's been in foul trouble perpetually, in the last 25 games, plus the injuries that the Grizzlies have been dealing with. I think they just have too much working against them. They're on the road, I can't really logically make a case for it other than it's one game, anything can happen. Outside of that, I don't really have any sound logic to give you.
Golden State's got a great pressure on it just in terms of what the national narrative will be. You already had Stephen A. Smith on already saying if they don't make the playoff, they blow this, it's a complete disaster for them. So this idea that Draymond's just going to stand outside because you guys defensively are going to dare him, that's the best scenario for you, right, in terms of weapons that they have. This idea that he would stand out there and bomb from three and keep missing,
right,
when they desperately, again, need this win to avoid another one-off where they could be out. No, I wouldn't predict it, but it this is back against the wall time, losing 3 of 5 the way they did to finish off the regular season and putting themselves in this position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you're going to get urgent, John talked about the championship DNA, you're going to get urgent level Golden State, not looking at this as, we got another chance if we lose this one. 0-3 in the play-in, looking to correct that, never gotten it done here. That's why, it's all stacked against you, both in and sort of how their how sharp their mindset will be. And then what the thing I just I fear the most, the inability to get stops right now.
Right.
You know, even with Jaren on the floor, you can't guard the perimeter. Mm-hmm. We saw Steph last time coming here. You weren't close enough. He's getting off as many threes as he wants. It's going to have to be, you know, a completely different defensive effort than what we've seen of late to have any chance.
From a mindset, after listening to Isolo after that game, which was a throwaway game where they played all our G League dudes on Sunday, it did sound like they realized they still need to win a damn big game with this new coach. I mean, the reality is you won the game in Miami, sure. You won the game in Detroit. But outside of those two games, like, you blew the game in Denver. It's time to win a damn big game, and this would be the way to do it if you're asking me, man. Like, you could really, and I think Jeff put it this way. He's like, if you're going to bury this whole narrative of not beating good teams, this you win this one tonight, it could do that, you know, nicely in one swoop, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know that it buries it. I don't know that winning tonight does anything for Isolo going. I think something that you touched on, Jeff said, the relationships, right? What Ja, Jaren, and Bane think going forward is going to matter. And no, just winning one playing game against Golden State, I don't think dismisses what might be an offense, a philosophy that's not going to work against the better teams in the league going forward.
Right.
We shall see. Again, it's I would push back on this one. Yes, he needs a big win. This would qualify as that, but it doesn't lock you in as the coach next year, I don't think.
No.
I think having those guys on board with you does that, and a way to get those guys on board is to back to your to win tonight.
Yeah.
To get to a series against Houston. But obviously odds are stacked against them.
We'll do more with Jessica here with you guys at in about 10, 12 minutes or so. Let's go to the big thing yesterday that sort of floated out on the internet, on social media, this quarterback session between Gruden and Seth Hennigan. So number two in the cap or no cap, Jason, we'll start with you. Seth Hennigan gets drafted. Is that cap or no cap?
I'm gonna say that it's cap, but I have not looked at, you know, I've heard that he did this thing with John Gruden. I've heard about it, but I have not looked into how many of the guys that John Gruden has on his quarterback show actually get drafted. What we've said is that Seth has worked himself up. Mm. He's worked himself up to fringe prospect. But even if he doesn't get drafted, there is a career for Seth that appears in the NFL, again, perhaps as an undrafted free agent. He's going to get into a camp, and he's going to get his shot as a backup guy. We're not looking at Seth Hennigan, you know, and this idea that he gets drafted to be in position to be a starter next year or any. I can't imagine that a team is thinking that with where he is. I'd be shocked if they are. And by all means, prove me wrong. But no, man, whether he gets drafted or not, Seth Hennigan's already a success story. That what he's done post-Memphis career, Senior Bowl, Combine, to work himself up is just a credit to him, man. And so I'm not going to look at this as some failure if he doesn't get drafted. Because, again, remember this, when you undrafted free agent, if you're a priority, you can, in some cases, pick the best situation for yourself. Survey what they have on the roster, who they what else is coming in, and pick the best situation. That might be a better deal for him than just rolling with the team that picks you in the sixth round. You know what I'm saying? It might be.
I know what you're saying.
And so either way, this is a success story. What say you, John?
Yeah, I don't really have any info, obviously. I don't know. You know, I could see a scenario where, like, he wows, you know, a GM with just his savvy and his football instincts, and they take a shot at developing him. You know, I could see that. Whether that's fifth round, sixth round, I don't know. But he'll be in somebody's training camp, right? I mean, that's the thing. He'll be in somebody's training camp, and he'll have a chance to make a roster. So whether he's drafted or not, I don't know. But, this, you know, I don't – this is like an information question, you know, and I put it on there just for us to talk about Seth. But I don't have the information, so I don't know. But I think regardless, he's going to be on somebody's training camp roster. And he'll have a chance. I think we'll probably see him play some preseason somewhere. And, you know, maybe he can latch on like that.
So I think he could get drafted. I mean, the way that Gruden talked about him, it seemed like he was talking about him like one of those late round guys.
Gruden literally gasses them all up,
yeah,
though,
I know.
BC, as if they can all win a Super Bowl.
I know. That's why it's, I guess everybody on there looks like they could get drafted.
Right.
If you're on with Gruden.
But
you know?
What's clear is he's put himself now into a new group of guys,
yeah,
right? And he's made himself into an NFL prospect. Just even being invited to the show.
Senior game. Yeah.
Just being invited to the show.
Yeah.
The way he won the Senior Bowl playing down the stretch, he won that game for them.
Yep.
And was great all week in practice. That's, I mean.
He's a winner. He is a damn winner. Like, you know.
And I'll sit up here and tell you, I never, in the time that he was in Memphis, even when he finished, right there, never put Seth Hennigan in NFL together. I mean, I just, could you have convinced me, maybe you can make it as a, you know, a journeyman. He's not going to get, I've said it right. Mm-hmm. It was the work that he did. And he's proved me and a bunch of folks wrong, you know, that thought while he was at Memphis, well, he's good. He's a good college quarterback, but he won't play in the NFL. He's got a real chance now. So good for him.
All right, so let's go to the final cap or no cap item. Jason, we'll start with you. You like having Memphis natives on this Memphis Tigers roster. Is that cap or no cap?
Well, whether I like it or not, you know, at this point you probably need it, especially in the boat that you're in with P.J. Haggerty and this waiting game that right now you're in the midst of. And you don't exactly know, it feels like, how much you're going to have left over in terms of your NIL budget for the rest of your team. And so whether it's getting a player like Tedford, who played at Cordova, Whitehaven, and John, you'd know better than me about his first year, averaged about 12, shot 36, 37%, but also got injured, so he's coming off of injury. It was a limited freshman season. But what I know about him from his time in Memphis, I mean, this is the kind of, you know, dog, but also bring skill to the table, and particularly a time where we're talking about, again, over and over, how does Penny get to continuity? How does he get to a spot where he's not replacing, you know, 8 to 12 guys every year, and you're replacing 3 to 4, you know, 3 to, you know, 3 to 5 if you could get,
yeah,
3 to 6 even. Get these numbers down so that you've got more of a situation like what Houston Auburn's got. John's pointed it out. You know, those teams that made it to the top this year, they got continuity. They're bringing guys back. That's what's been missing. And getting guys like Tedford, who have, what, 3 years of eligibility,
yeah,
and hopefully retaining them, is the way back. Ashton's the same way, not born here, I guess, typically, or I think I'm right about that in terms of raised in Memphis.
Yeah, not
but you're bringing
part of the Hardaway
you're
family.
You're bringing home a Hardaway family, and I'm sure it's at a price that you can live with. Tedford, who tweeted, this ain't about money, although I'm sure the brother better be getting paid now. It's going to be about hopefully staying here and developing, as he pointed out, and that more so than the, you know, just the commitment itself, John, just solely. I think hopefully this is a way now that you got it. You know, we're talking about, you know, the way to skin the cat in this era with less, with revenue coming up, you know, sharing coming up, everybody else has got more. If you're going to give a bulk of it to a second team AP All-American, and you've got to, well, you got to, you know, maybe value shop. Again, no, that's not to discredit the player Tedford is.
No, that makes sense.
But you got to get situations, right, that are going to work for you and get players that are going to be competent enough. You can put around P.J. still have a
that's well
a,
said.
A program
yeah, trying
that's
trying to work a roster.
You
yeah.
have to.
Yeah,
and so Tedford seems like the perfect guy for this. Is he, John?
I mean, from what I've seen and from what I've heard, I mean, he seems like a, you know, a nice complimentary piece, yeah. You know, wants to put Memphis on his jersey, you know, wants to play for the Tigers. So, you know, probably didn't cost a ton to come back. So they're setting themselves up to really try to do this for PJ. I think they have some options, you know, if they don't end up being able to get it done, but they've left themselves some, you know, some room here to do it, you know, and I think anytime you get a chance to have a second team All-American come back for another year, you know, you probably have to do as much as you can to try to ensure that. So I think you kind of can tell with the way they've built this roster out, no big dollar guys, like that's the focus, you know, and we only have what, a week till the deadline ends, so the portal deadline. So I think you kind of are seeing Memphis' strategy here.
Played that last year at Cordova, was at Whitehaven as a junior, and last year was all CUSA freshman team. So one of those kind of guys, 6'4", and we mentioned it shot 37% from three last year. So hopefully a guy at Western Kentucky. So hopefully a guy, again, that's going to be here, stay here. He went to Penny Hardaway's camp as a kid.
Wow.
You know, I'm just saying, went there growing up. There's a reverence for Penny. You go into his camp. There's a picture of it out there when he's, when he was a young man. And so, you know, it's a guy that you've looked up for a long time, looked up to for a long time. He's told you he's going to develop you, which again, that's not for a year. You tell him that's a process. We're going to take some years here. You're going to get your time initially. And I think this is the way you have to map it out, John. If Memphis is going to stay, you know, nationally competitive, trying to retain players that are going to cost what PJ Haggerty does, this is what the way you're going to have to put together the rest of the roster. I like Tedford as a player. I think he could be a key contributor next year in a role for you, and particularly in a shooting role.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a break. Let's come back, talk to Jessica Benson, and get her thoughts on this game tonight, the Grizzlies season. And more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt, catcher on the Grizz Radio Network. And she is up for a doozy tonight, because not only does she have to stay up late, she also is married to a Warriors fan. This is not something that I guess you have dealt with it quite a bit, huh, over the years?
An annoying amount, I will say. And it is frustrating for us as a household. It has felt that way. I think a part of it is just like maybe the most recent competitive hard loss of a series was that one against the Warriors in 2022. It has been years at this point. But you do have that first play-in game where the Grizzlies beat the Warriors, and then you have the Western Conference semifinals. And so it does feel as if it's been excessive. And it is hard, because I will say, for Chris, who grew up in the Bay Area, he's been a ride-or-die Warriors fan his entire life, he has also turned into a Grizzlies fan. So like, he wants the Grizzlies to win. He roots for them because it makes it more fun being here in Memphis, and it makes it more fun for me. But he obviously can't do that when it comes to the Warriors being on the other side. So we will be watching tonight's game separately.
So that means you would be worse in defeat then, because if Chris loses, he's fine with coming over to the other side. Wife is happy. He's a slick Grizzlies fan anyway, right? But if you lose, I hadn't
thought of it that way.
Yep.
I think he will be able to adjust. He will have immediate disappointment, as any Warriors fan right now would, considering the narrative around post Jimmy Butler trade. But I do like, once you got into the first round, yes, he would be riding for the Grizzlies for sure.
How do we do this, Jess?
Let's start with how do we avoid not doing it? I have talked myself into this game, because why not?
Right.
It's a one game. It's 48 minutes, but better than the Warriors for 48 minutes. I do, because of my position being married to Chris, I watch a lot of Warriors games, and it's not as if this version of the Warriors has the inevitability factor of years past.
Yep.
It is kind of a boogeyman of sorts for the Grizzlies, and I do think it would exercise some demons just naturally if they were able to get this one tonight for a variety of reasons, but specifically because of the opponent. So I think you start with not letting Steph Curry go off for 52. Maybe you hold him to 40. You don't give up a big first quarter. You don't let Jaren Jackson Jr. get baited into foul trouble from the likes of Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green and the combo of two high IQ guys. And hopefully I think you got to win in a shootout. I just can't trust anything with this Grizzlies defense at this point. And so you just score more points than the other team. Sometimes it's that simple.
She's right.
It really would change everything, though, if the Grizzlies won, wouldn't it? I mean, you go into this series now. Again, this is assuming a win, but you go into this series against the Rockets, and you're like, oh, yeah. I mean, they've never won a series. Like, they're just as vulnerable as we are. So it would be very interesting, like, just how much the paradigm would change if the Grizzlies managed to pull this off as, you know, 7.5-point underdogs tonight.
Right, and I can't change up now. I've been really high on the Rockets for the last couple of weeks. It actually really started when I watched the Rockets-Warriors game, I think it was 2 weekends ago, and just the length and the tenacity that the Rockets can attack you with at this point just seemed like a matchup nightmare for the Grizzlies. But anything is a matchup nightmare for a team that has found the latter half struggles that Memphis has. And so I do think, you know, if it is the case of facing off against the Rockets, you can make the argument about inexperience, and perhaps that lends in the favor of the Grizzlies. But you do look at that Rockets team, and I know Jalen Green doesn't have the experience, and I know Alperen Sengun doesn't, but it's not like they don't have vets with some playoff experience. They have Dylan Brooks, who has just as much playoff experience as the, you know, core three here in Memphis. You have Steven Adams, who has his level of experience, Ime Udoka from a coaching standpoint. So anyway, we'll get to that when we get to it. As it pertains to tonight's game. I think you just go in with the attitude of nobody believes you can win. And that is an attitude that has served this team well. It is when the expectations get high that this team has struggled to meet the moment. And so if you can really revert back into the chip on the shoulder, everybody doubts us, we have nothing to lose, even though in reality there's quite a bit to lose, and you certainly don't want to have to come back and play for an opportunity to go to the postseason, be it against the Mavs or the Kings on Friday. But if you go in that direction and take that effort into California, it's also a place you haven't won one single time this season, so let's call it the do factor.
Mm-hmm. What have you made of the way Ja has played, and it's the numbers have certainly gone up, especially offensively, under Isolo, and how important is that, Jess, in your estimation, Ja under Isolo, how he feels, how he's performing, how he feels about his performances under Isolo? How important is that for Isolo's future going forward, is trying to land this job permanently?
Yeah, I do think it's a continuation as well, because the game that really stands out to me as the beginning of Ja taking off on a consistent trend was the loss to Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. And yep. When he has 44 points in that game, and that was, you know, a big moment for him to remind people, I'm this good. And yet the team still comes up short, and there's certainly a level of frustration that gets attached to that. And so going from that point forward, he's been so engaged. I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah. Sometimes there was an in and out in the engagement status for Ja this season.
Yep.
And if there is one thing that has been different since he returned from that last injury, he has been up for every single game. It has been high level performance. It hasn't been, I'm not going to say there's been no back and forth with the ref. That's just become a pattern of the team and him this season, but it has felt a little bit less. And it's like, he doesn't get stuck in that place. He's able to shake it out and go to the next play, which is an advancement from earlier in the year. And so, if you're Tomas Isolo, I mean, that's massive. Like, he is the franchise player. He is you're watching the top NBA highlights from this year, and it's littered with Ja highlights, from the 360 against the Nets to the double clutch against the Celtics. Like, he just continues to have so much influence in this league, and obviously influence with the Memphis Grizzlies and them reaching the best of their potential. And that is one of the reasons why you can at least make the argument. Like, it's not just pie in the sky fans being crazy to think the Grizzlies could beat the Warriors. Ja could go off.
Right.
Like, we have seen big game Ja, and especially against the Golden State Warriors in the past, a matchup that he has, I think, averaged 36 points over the course of his career against the Warriors. So all of that to say, this is the version of him that you are hopeful would be the catalyst that allows this group to actually make a postseason run, not just flame out in the play-in tournament.
If the Grizzlies do win, it feels like it'll be hard to not give the job to Isolo. Do you have any thoughts on just, you know, that level of, all right, you did this, you know, tough situation, and then you got us into the first round, and we'll see where it goes. But how good of a case is it if Tomas Isolo is able to win this game tonight?
Yeah, I think it's complicated, because based on the last couple of weeks, it has been apparent that while a coaching change changes some things at the core, there are perhaps structural pieces to this iteration of the Grizzlies that does not lend to them being a true contender in the Western Conference as they're currently built. And there are absences. And yes, some of that falls on losing Jalen Wells and Brandon Clark, two of your better defenders. But when you're talking about those two having that big of an impact, I don't necessarily look at either of those being available, and I have a different expectation for how the Grizzlies are going to go forward in the postseason. So you take that level, you take the record that Tomas has put together since taking over in the interim job, and then I do think if you get a legitimate playoff series, that's a competitive playoff series, it does become more difficult. It'll ultimately come down to how do your big three respond to him? How do your big three feel about them? What's the respect level there? And that's something that, you know, you only get a small outside look on how they've responded to him thus far, and it looks positive, but those are conversations that'll happen after a season. And if Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Desmond Bain believe in Tomas Isolo as the future head coach, I would assume that holds some weight from an organizational standpoint. And, you know, he's already been here. There's something to be said with someone who has already learned how to work within an organization that creates some level of continuity going into the next season as well. So it will be an interesting thing to see if this hinges any of the ultimate deciding factor that comes in the next couple of weeks.
Setting aside whatever the it ends up being for the Grizzlies, whether it's Houston, whether it's the Thunder as an 8 seed, or whether you're not in, is there one of these first-round playoff series that's either already set or something that we could have that really sticks out as compelling and intriguing to you?
Oh, yeah. I think all four that are set from the East and the West. I'm just from a flash standpoint, the Lakers-Timberwolves series,
yes.
I know it's such a thing to say because it's the Lakers, but truly, I mean, I was looking back on the replay of the highlight of Luka Doncic on Rudy Gobert when Luka was on the Mavs, and obviously they were playing the Timberwolves last year,
yeah.
And just the thought of that happening again, like that has to be in Rudy's nightmare,
yes.
At this point. But to see if the Lakers can really do this. Do they make the run that is anticipated in having LeBron James and Luka Doncic on the court? How do they go against the length and the defensive acumen that the Timberwolves have put together? And obviously Minnesota's been really good offensively in the last couple of weeks as well. But you look at that, you look at Clippers Nuggets. Is this going to be the year that Kawhi Leonard stays healthy? And is this Clippers team actually arguably the best team in the Western Conference right now? And the Denver Nuggets, after making their coaching change, and you still have the best player in the world on your side, which makes it hard to count you out, but that creates a competitive first round. Bucks and Pacers always have drama between the two. And then maybe just the most, like, sheerly for funsies interesting is the Pistons-Knicks, because the Knicks have everything to play for, and the Pistons are playing with fun money. And it would just be,
well,
it would be stunning to watch Detroit put the Knicks, even if the Knicks end up winning the series, if it's close,
mm-hmm.
That would be a very tenuous watch for fans in New York.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is. I had that one too,
yeah.
Knicks Pistons. I really think so. I like the way they're playing with funny money. How did you put it?
Mm-hmm.
I like the way they put
just
you.
Fun money.
That's exactly
yep.
what they're doing.
And
what did
fun
you
team to watch too?
I don't know if you saw the news, but Chris Brown, Breezy, is coming to Memphis.
Okay.
But he's not coming to the FedEx Forum. He's not coming to the Mid-South Coliseum. He's not coming to the Lander Center. Jason, Jessica, Chris Brown's coming to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. Now let that sink in. The first concert at that place since U2. How do we think it's going to go? What do we make of the artist being the first since U2?
Oh, interesting.
This is
okay.
What they wanted, right? They wanted.
We are catching Jess's raw reaction here.
Listen, Chris Brown is one of those artists that I really struggle with because I love the art and I struggle with the artist, all right?
Yep. Understood.
Rihanna forever.
We fight
I'll
those
never forget
every
those
day.
Images. It's tough.
Yep. I completely respect it. Yeah. You've kind of put her. We've made this end of this segment about as uncomfortable as possible for you between the pauses and then that question.
Hey, at least you guys didn't ask me what I think of the Braves reporter asking for the girl's phone number in the middle of the game.
Great.
So save me from that one.
It's more about it's less about Chris Brown than it is like, all right, is this
the venue?
What, I mean,
yeah, we're focused on the venue.
No, guess who profits from that?
The
University of Memphis.
Boom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They own the building.
New day, baby.
Is he coming with anyone?
Yeah. Is it Janae Aiko? Sorry.
Aiko.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
great.
There's one other person. Bryson
right.
Tiller.
Okay.
So Saturday, October
18th. Saturday, October 18th. All right.
Yeah.
So have either of you been to a concert at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, formerly known as the Liberty Bowl?
The battle of the bands that you have in there, you can hold it up as a concert from the from the Southern Heritage Classic. Literally, no, I have not like U2 or seen any. That was all the old days. They tell you about all the concerts they had in there. Never saw it in my time.
Wow.
So, yeah, it'd be good.
This is
kind of amazing
at.
Because I mean, Chris Brown's is a big act. You know, I mean,
he's huge. I mean, I know plenty of people who travel to see Chris Brown.
I mean, Chris Brown in Memphis up there is going to be probably packed. Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that's kind of
makes
you... going
to be happy with that one.
It makes you feel like a lot of things are maybe possible.
Interesting, yeah.
You know,
but yeah, it could like, open the door for future concerts to be at.
Well, because
that is,
as
I mean,
we know,
truly,
right,
from a music to Memphis standpoint, that's a massive gap.
It's huge.
It really is.
Yeah, because you know, obviously, you know, FedEx Forum can only seat 18,000. You know,
mm-hmm.
and people are all, and like it is what it is. Like people are like, all right, well, I'm just gonna go to Nashville. You know, like that's usually
right.
what it comes down to. But now you've
but
got
now you have an option.
Yeah, I mean. So I'm encouraged. I mean, I didn't think that they would be able to pull something like that off in terms of that kind of act. But if it goes well, you got to feel like, you know, they'll have more of them. So
yeah,
I'm hopeful. So anyway,
we
Jessica,
have Riverbeat and Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Because
I just watched Missy Elliott did her set at Coachella, and she's coming here in a month, and it got me very excited for
yeah,
that.
She's still awesome. She really is.
Does she like T-Pain's get up?
I did like T-Pain's get up. I love T-Pain. T-Pain's probably one of my favorite, like, all-time artists.
Yeah, he had, I don't even know how to describe it, but it was like a...
More impactful like a, to music than Eminem, I would...
some would say,
that
I would argue.
That triggers some, though, Jess. You have to be careful when you say that around some, you know.
Okay, but the thing people don't realize about, like, this is not disrespectful to Eminem, even though it's going to say, sound that way. Eminem's huge for rap. T-Pain is all genres.
Let him know. Exactly.
T-Pain is a musical genius. Like, that gets lost in all of it. That gets lost in the auto-tune of it all. Like,
yep.
His live album that he put out last year was such a representation of just how deep his music bag goes. He does every genre, and he thrives in it.
Brilliance, as usual, from you, Jess, and you've schooled John again.
Thank you so much for the time.
Bring T-Pain to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
I'm down.
The movement.
I'm down.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Have a great
night, Appreciate you,
Jess.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Yep. She is Jessica Benson. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. So, yeah, that's a pretty big development, man. I mean, that's a big name coming to Memphis. Not at FedEx Forum.
So the reason you couldn't have the big open-air concerts in there previously was because of that north tunnel and getting all the trucks in there that you needed. And I'm assuming at least or maybe perhaps that's the part that's already going to be done, that you could get something of this magnitude because, as John has said, Chris is big enough. You've opened that up. What does it's John, you're right. You've hit it. This has opened you up in terms of what you can get in there. You pull off Chris Brown, it goes well. There's no reason why major acts can't pick Simmons Bank as an open air, right? And Memphis, the University of Memphis, now profits in a way it never would have when it was still city owned before they transferred over their ownership rights. I mean, this is fantastic news as far as I can see it right now. I would assume that okay, that you've opened up that north tunnel, and brother, they're coming in. You've literally opened the gates, and you're starting it off with Chris Brown. I mean, that's a Jess is right. You can feel the way you do about Chris Brown, the artist Chris Brown, what you know, the man itself. But that's a big act off the wham. And this was the hope when you did the renovations that you could add this component to it to be able to draw these kinds of events with a new opened up North Tunnel. So win for Memphis, the way I see it, right? And maybe many more to come if it goes well and pull it off.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. Oh, we lost you. You sound like you're under the pillow. You still there?
No, the possibilities are endless, man.
I would agree. So. I would agree. And then you're in direct competition with FedEx Forum in a way and the Grizzlies for acts. And it's good. That's good for the city. No, yes, because Grizzlies have had all control on this in a way.
Yeah, they have. It's been a monopoly.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
I'm liking this. Shout out Ed Scott.
We'll be back. Jason and John,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
FM ESPN. Is Brad ready for his job over the next 6 weeks?
I'm ready. I've done literally all the work, which is no work, for this particular segment, which is planning to give bad picks that you pick the opposite of so that you win money. It's pretty simple, right?
Yeah, obviously no guarantees, but very good performance a year ago.
Yeah, so I mean, living the life of a middle-aged man who's, you know, got a lot going on, and you guys are plugged into this. You guys are the experts. You know, John, you in particular.
And I'm pretty sure this doesn't include the final game of the finals. This was your total right before our last game, and I think you actually won that bet, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So bettors that faded lost it, but you were hitting at a bettors who went against you that faded Brad, as the segment suggested, hit at a 56.6 clip. Going into that final game. So you probably ended up, you were over 56%, might have come down a couple of percentage points. But, bro, I mean, what was proven and what John has pointed out, our betting expert, is that, again, 57% edge, 56% edge.
Yeah.
Don't you take that every time, John, in terms of the gambling
world? I mean, it's like a dream. It's like
throughout the playoffs. So
if you told somebody that they could hit 56% of their bets.
That's what I'm telling you.
They could retire.
And you talked about yesterday how we started hot. He was hitting on, those that faded were hitting on 70. We still ended up very high for the complete playoffs at between, 56, 57%.
Wow.
It's one of the best edges in gambling.
So
John doesn't like when I say that.
Yeah.
But that's my point here.
It was last year. I'm curious as to what your odds
are. Oh, it's going
to
hold up.
Is this at 1 o'clock we're doing this today?
Yes.
All right, so I got to get my energy up here. And East Coast in particular, I'm really good on, because my knowledge of the Eastern Conference is woof. Like Atlanta and Orlando, I have not paid attention.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what we want. We want your natural process.
I don't even know. Is what's his name? The little guard from Atlanta. What's the short kid?
His name would be Trey.
Yeah, Trey Young. Yeah. Right? Yeah, like, is he healthy?
You are great at this. Don't change a thing.
Trey's healthy, so he'll play, I assume, right? I seen on Twitter, like, talking about, who was he talking about the other day? One of the Grizzlies.
Make sure you check your Gamecast.
Yeah, I'll have to go to the Gamecast.
Like you did last week. I want you to do the exact
same
thing.
Heavy research, Jason and John.
No pressure, Brad. Just continue to be bad.
I'm here for it.
Perfect.
I'm here for y'all.
Perfect. Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll do that at 1 o'clock. Then we'll have Anthony Sain at 12:40. And we will have Jason Fitz at 1:25. So it's a very busy show today here on Jason and John. We'll come back and do the rundown after this. Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.